From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Tens of thousands of protesters crowded the grounds of the U.S. Capitol and parts of the National Mall to voice their discontent with the federal government and the Obama administration's policies. One of the organizers of the march, Jenny Beth Martin, called on the crowd to make their voices heard to lawmakers. GOP Congressman Tom Price of Georgia called the protesters a new generation of American patriots.
We will never back down in the defense of freedom, because the American spirit cannot be shackled by political oppression.
NPR's Jasmine Garst says many of the demonstrators carried signs.
I see a sign of the Statue of Liberty with the banner of change on her, and she's holding up a Soviet Union flag. I see one person with a T sign that says TEA, caps enough already. I see a banner right here saying man is not free unless government is limited.
NPR's Jasmine Garst in Washington. In Minneapolis, there were chants and signs of a different kind today. President Obama spoke to a rally as part of his effort to build public support for his plan to overhaul the nation's health care system.
I don't know if you agree with me, but I think the time for bickering is over. The time for games is past. Now's the time for action. Now's the time to deliver on health care for every American.
Mr. Obama urged Americans not to pay attention to what he called scare tactics about the health care legislation now before Congress, and instead to focus on an honest debate over the issues. China is denouncing the administration's decision to impose trade penalties on tires imported to the U.S. from China. The dispute comes at a time when the United States wants China's help on a range of issues. NPR's Chris Arnold has the story.
Chinese officials say the import duty on tires sends a dangerous protectionist signal. U.S. officials, though, are downplaying the severity of the trade dispute. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs spoke to reporters on the president's helicopter, Marine One.
This is simply about enforcing the rules of the road and creating a trade system that is based on those rules and is fair for everyone.
The United Steelworkers Union says Chinese tire imports tripled over the past 5 years and cost more than 5,000 U.S. tire worker jobs. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
Heavy rains are creating more flash floods in northwestern Turkey today. The flooding has killed at least 31 people there this week. This is NPR News from Washington. European nations are working to build a consensus for major changes in the world financial system ahead of the G20 summit to be held in Pittsburgh later this month. Eleanor Beardsley reports.
Rouhani's black and white photos embodied and immortalized Paris après-guerre. The little boy running in the street with a baguette, lovers smooching on a balcony overlooking the city. He was the last of the great French photographers best known for their shots of quirky everyday life in Paris. The other greats, Rouhani's contemporaries, were Robert Doisneau and Henri Cartier-Bresson. Willy Rouhani's was born in Paris to refugee parents from the Ukraine and Lithuania. Though he studied law, he ended up taking over his father's photography studio. In the post-war years, Rouhani's photos of fashion and industry were published in prestigious magazines like Life and Vogue. But Rouhani's special passion was the portrayal of everyday life in Paris, its streets and its people, particularly the working class. President Sarkozy called Rouhani a poet who immortalized the simple and joyous life of an epoch gone by. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Vice President Joe Biden has praised the two firefighters who died battling the massive wildfire that's burning north of Los Angeles, saying that they were heroes who were unafraid to risk their lives in the effort to save others. Biden spoke at an emotional memorial service attended by thousands of firefighters and others at Dodger Stadium today. The two died late last month when their truck plunged off a mountain road in the Angeles National Forest as they searched for an escape route for a group of inmate firefighters who had become trapped by a wall of flames. The blaze, which destroyed more than 80 homes, is still burning but is now more than 80% contained. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.